A reading from Luke 15:25-30. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years, I've been slaving for you and never disobeying your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat, so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him."
So yesterday we ended with the word celebrate, and then here, as a continuation of the same story, we realize that not everybody's happy. And it kind of reminds me of the end of one of these earlier Star Wars movies, when the good guys win, and then all these little creatures are all celebrating and dancing around and having a good time. It's so Hollywood. But in reality, not everybody's happy at the celebration. And here we have a continuation of this story that is highly surprising, because it really wasn't part of the story until now. We learned about there were two sons, but that's all we knew. But the second son is now going to come into focus, and it's not what we expected.
Yeah, there's a lot of things here. We get this phrase, the older brother syndrome. You know, the older brother, the firstborn, is always responsible and can't figure out the frivolity of the younger brother and those kinds of things. There's some classic things happening here. But the big picture here is about self-righteousness. The older brother feels that his standing in the family is because of all the good things that he's done. And in truth, his identity is because he's a son, irregardless of what he's done. And he's experienced the father's blessing all along. He hasn't had to bottom out and come to pain to come back to that. And yet he can't see that. In his own self-righteousness, he can't celebrate someone else experiencing the Father's favor.
Let's talk about self-righteousness, because righteousness, what exactly, I mean, probably everybody knows this, but what is righteousness in the biblical sense, or in Jesus' idea of what righteousness is?
I would point to two things. One is to be in right relationship with God. To have that in order. But then the biblical idea has a certain way of living outward. So oftentimes righteousness and justice come together, that if you're in right relationship with God, you're going to live a certain way in relation to the world in which you're in. Self-righteousness is, I can do enough to make my relationship right with God. And so there's a confidence and an arrogance about the things that I've done, recognizing that Even though those things are good, and that's one of the things we want to see come out of our life, that doesn't earn our standing in the family. We're in the family because we're in the family. That's identity. That's where it's at. And so the challenge here, in fact, where this is so important, is Luke situates these three stories that Jesus tells, that Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees. Mm-hmm. So he's pointing out to them, you guys are doing all the right things, but you're doing all the right things for all the wrong reasons. You think that somehow you're securing your place in God's kingdom, in God's family, by what you're doing. In truth, God secures that place. What happens in righteous living is simply your worship response to him from that point on.
Right. The sinful son comes back and says, I've sinned against heaven and you. And you could almost take that parallel and say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor being the wider definition is not only other people, but it's also family, and it's in the right order. So the true righteousness here is the sinful son who understands the order of relationship, and the older son is self-righteousness because he's thinking of himself first and God second.
Absolutely. And if we want to figure out whether we're living out of God's righteousness or self-righteousness, if we're angry about other people's sin and they're not getting caught all the time, probably we're self-righteous people.